The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Businesses are set to face significant changes with the upcoming discontinuation of the electronic funds transfer payments and debit order collections within the common monetary area. Now, planned for September this year, the new requirements will impact how transactions are conducted, necessitating a shift from traditional EFT systems. Now, joining me to explain the process is Bank of Namibia technical expert for national payment systems and financial surveillance, Henok Shilongo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How will the discontinuation of EFT and debit order payments within the CMA affect Namibian businesses?
Thank you. So maybe by way of context, just to provide clarity. So the Bank of Namibia issued a determination on the conduct of EFT transactions in the national payment system in 2022. Mm-hmm. So this determination requires that banks should not treat cross-border EFT payments as South African payments. So what happened in the past was that when you make a payment to South Africa from Namibia, it's treated as though the payment only happened in South Africa. So this determination now says that, you know, payments from Namibia to South Africa should be treated as cross-border payments. So meaning that then discontinues the way of making payments between Namibia and South Africa to treat these payments in the correct manner. So that will have an impact on businesses because currently the payments are seen as very efficient because they are seen as South African by the banks. But going forward, they will now be seen as cross-border payments, meaning there will be some sort of delay in the payments as well as in the cost of these payments.
Mm-hmm. Now, what steps should Namibian businesses take to adapt to the new requirement?
So Namibian businesses should definitely engage their banking institutions because the various banks have various ways of processing these payments going forward. There will be a change in customer experience, especially from a channel perspective, a cost and speed perspective. So it is very important that businesses engage their banking institutions to see how they will be impacted, because we understand that some payments are of a time-sensitive nature. Some payments, you know, have to do with export and imports, and the invoicing thereof should be done timely to ensure that business is not impacted. So we then really encourage, you know, businesses to engage their commercial banks to see how they will be impacted.
And then how do these changes align with the existing regulatory framework governing financial transactions within the CMA?
So one of the main reasons why we introduced this determination called PSD 9 is to ensure that our banks comply with various regulations and international standards, right? So one of them is the regulation around financial reporting of transactions, which is a standard set by the FATF, the Financial Action Task Force, that's responsible for setting standards on how institutions should report transactions that are of a high risk. So what needs to happen now is that, you know, these transactions, we need to know who the sender and the beneficiary of the transaction is, as well as the purpose of the transaction. This was not possible in the old way of doing the EFT payments between Namibia and South Africa, because the Bank of Namibia could not see, you know, who was making the payment, what the payment was for. It was very difficult, you know, to then see whether there are any, crime-related activities happening, tax evasion, for example. So with the new changes, the banks will then be required to fully report on those transactions, as well as inform the bank, you know, what the purpose of the transactions is.
Are there any specific sectors within Namibia that will be more affected by these payment changes? And if so, which ones and why?
So we've had inquiries from various sectors due to the changes. One of them, as you can imagine, is the airlines, you know, booking of flights, as well as insurance. The good thing is we've started engaging on this determination way back in 2018. So most of the insurance companies had already started putting, you know, measures in place to ensure that they comply by the time the determination becomes effective. So they have made the necessary adjustments, because what used to happen with insurance, for example, is that collections, Namibian collections, were done by a South African bank, right? So you have a policy, a life insurance policy in Namibia, but it's being collected cross-border as though it is a South African policy. So all that has been rectified by the domestic insurance companies. They've made sure that they have now domestic collecting banks. We also have, you know, the import and the export guys that are also, that will also be impacted, because payments will now be a bit delayed due to the new change. So that might, you know, impact how they invoice and get payment for goods and services that are being traded between the two countries.
And the delivery of goods as well.
And the delivery of goods, because most of them, most of these goods can only be delivered once payment is received. And as currently, the payment can take, you know, it can be immediate in some instances, depending on the banks that you're dealing with. But we expect there to be a bit of delay going forward. And that might then impact businesses. So it's very important that these businesses engage their commercial banks to ensure that they understand the time it will take going forward for a payment to take effect between Namibia and South Africa.
So could you explain the additional information and compliance checks required for cross-border EFT payments under the new system?
So under the new system, what's different is that businesses should be able to identify, you know, who the beneficiary is. And the beneficiary then is screened by the receiving bank, right? They should also identify the purpose of funds, and in most cases, the source of funds as well when making these payments. This was a huge challenge with the current system that the banks are using. They were not able to comply. And, you know, with the whole gray listing of Namibia and enhanced surveillance on the country, it's very important that we understand, you know, what the purpose of the payments are moving in and out of the country, to curb, you know, money laundering and all other financial crimes. So it's really enhancing the reporting. So some transactions will feel like they are foreign forex transactions, you know, where you have to indicate the balance of payment code for the transaction, etc. So that's really the main purpose of the change, to have a bit more visibility on the purpose of the transaction.
And what measures are being put in place to ensure a smooth transition to the new payment system by the deadline of September 2024?
So we are currently aware that the commercial banks are busy testing among themselves. So between or among the CMA countries, all the banks that are responsible for facilitating cross-border payments are testing between Namibia, South Africa, Eswatini and Lesotho. We are also aware that the commercial banks have issued communications to their clients, telling them about the change, introducing them to the new payment channels they need to use going forward. We're also aware that the banks intend on slowly phasing in the new way of making payments by mid-September, so that by the time, you know, end of September comes, the clients are accustomed to the new way of making these payments.
So then what are the potential cost implications for Namibian businesses?
So you can imagine, because in the past, the banks will treat these transactions as South African transactions, meaning it was on the same system.
Yeah.
But now, since they are moving to the SADC RTGS, the transactions are expected to be slightly expensive, because they are running on the SWIFT rail. But from a Bank of Namibia perspective, we've issued a regulation, an additional regulation called the Directive on the Speed and Cost of these transactions. It's called PSDIR-9. So this determination or this directive aims to ensure that, you know, with the move, the banks do not charge an arm and a leg for these transactions, because now they are being moved to another rail. as well as ensure that the speed of this transaction, you know, is not significantly impacted. We understand that there will be changes, but we have put it to the banks to ensure that these changes do not significantly impact the businesses.
How will this change affect the legal tender status of the rand in Namibia, Lesotho and Eswatini?
So the change is not expected to impact the legal tender status of ZAR or of ZAR in the CMA. It will be business as usual, you know, from a currency management perspective. Mm-hmm.
And then what long-term benefits do you foresee from this change?
So the long-term benefits we foresee is that these payments become more efficient. These payments become, you know, cheaper in the long run for both businesses and individuals. And this is simply because these payments are moving to the SADC RTGS as a temporary measure. We expect by 2027 the banks to move these payments to a more permanent solution that does not, you know, involve SWIFT. So we expect the cost to come down. We expect the cost to normalize and for the banks to provide this service a bit more efficiently.
Now, we do know, you know, with change, there's always some type of disruption. So how will the changes impact the ease of doing business between Namibia and South African companies?
So I think in the beginning, we expect, you know, a bit of challenges for businesses, especially the ones that, you know, depend on quick payments, you know, to function. So the ease of business will be rocked, I think, in the beginning. But going forward, it should normalize as people become more accustomed to the new way of making these foreign payments. As well as, you know, one of the reasons why we are doing this is to ensure that, you know, Namibia is not seen to be a high-risk country when it comes to financial transactions. So once we have sorted this out, you know, and we get off, you know, enhanced monitoring from these international institutions, you know, it sends a picture, it sends a message out there that, you know, Namibia is actually a safe place to do business at, because payments, you know, are transparent. We know the source of funds for these payments. They are not being used to launder money or fund terrorism, etc. So that then ideally will translate into an easier way of doing business and putting Namibia on the map as a country that, you know, is up for good business.
What advice would you give to Namibian businesses to minimize disruption during the transition to the new payment process?
So I will advise them to start engaging their commercial banks. As I've indicated, most of the commercial banks intend on going live earlier than September 31. So they should start, you know, engaging in the new channel, in the new way of doing these payments so that they can get accustomed to it going forward. We do understand that the banks, you know, some of the banks have already opened up these channels for clients to start using and getting accustomed to it. So have more engagements with your commercial banks, with your relationship managers. And you are also then welcome to engage the Bank of Namibia to understand what exactly is happening. And what caused this change?
Yeah, that was the technical expert for National Payment Systems and Financial Surveillance, Henok Shilongo from the Bank of Namibia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.